bet you Naz has never had a segue like this.
Probably not. Let's bring him in. Nazem Kadri, the newest member of the Colorado Avalanche. Nazem, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, my pleasure. So much
for joining us today. What was your initial reaction when you heard about the deal, and did you have any inkling at all?
Yeah, for the past couple of weeks, I think, I was kind of given a notice and expected something to happen, but obviously as it, unfolds, it's a little surprising and, a little overwhelming at times.
Naz, how do you find out who makes the call to you? When do they make the call to you, and what's your initial reaction when the call gets made?
Well, Kyle called me, and, as soon as I saw his number pop up on my phone, I kind of figured something might be happening. So, I'm lucky to go to an organization like Colorado and play with such great players and have an opportunity to win.
Yeah. Go ahead, Richard.
I was going to say, Naz, is there any way to psychologically, you sort of mentioned that, you're reading the tea leaves. Obviously, you have agents, representatives, people you trust sort of telling you what's out there. But, is there a way to psychologically prepare for a trade, or do you ultimately have to go through it to let the reality sink in?
Yeah, I think this is a little unfamiliar territory for me, so I'm just trying to step out of my comfort zone. But I know it's going to be the best thing for my career, and my focus is on just hoping Colorado gets to that next level, and I feel I'm capable of that.
And Nazem, I think a lot of people look at your career in Toronto, and they kind of go, in some ways, it was almost a victim of circumstances. The Leafs, suddenly they found themselves with a lot of centers. Ice time was at a premium. You're going to a team that, they're pretty clear about what they want you to do. You aren't sort of going to play second fiddle to anybody in that team in terms of ice time. You're going to get some power play time. That's got to be a good feeling. At least you're going to a place where you're probably going to have more responsibility.
Of course. Like I said, I've, I feel like I'm built for that, and just trying to help them win, contribute as much as I can. But, I know it's a bit of a change and going to miss Toronto, but at the end of the day, I'm a professional and, I have to perform.
Naz, what have Avs management, coaching staff told you that your specific role will be?
Obviously top six, important minutes, playing with some good players, and obviously that McKinnon unit on the power play is pretty dangerous and looking to add to that. So it's a good opportunity for me, and certainly makes leaving a little easier.
Now, I can tell that you just finished your workout, literally, and I was going to ask you this. You talked to players who've made the transition going to Colorado, higher altitude, playing a lot of games there. It's going to be your home arena. Have you talked to any players who've made the transition to Colorado about just what it's like to have to recuperate and recover after playing a game there?
Of course, yeah. I've talked to some players I've known that have played for that organization, and obviously guys that have lived in Denver, and they have nothing but good things to say. So, altitude's something I got to get accustomed to, but from what I've heard, it helps when you jump all around the place. Your conditioning's supposed to be better, so I'm going to figure it out.
Now, as I know they're an opponent now, but what do you expect from the Leafs this year?
I honestly don't know. That's that's not really my focus concern anymore, but I wish them all the best, and got a lot of friends on that team, so I'll be cheering for them.
Go ahead, Jeff. Naz, you look at that Avs roster. Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday. You obviously have that first line, arguably maybe the best line in hockey. Cale Makar, a lot of good defensive players, really good young players. It feels like Colorado is on the sort of verge of doing something great. Obviously, it's a shock to be traded, but when you look at that roster, does it feel like this is like a team that could really be something special this year?
Of course, and that was a silver lining. Great organization led by Joe Sakic and Jared behind the bench, and they've given me nothing but confidence to step in and do what I do. So they're going to be contenders for a long time, and I'm certainly looking to be part of that.
Now, as I I know you're a sports fan, and even though you're leaving the city, you're well aware of this. Have you ever seen anything like the pursuit of a free agent like we have seen with Kawhi Leonard?
I have not, but Kawhi's a special player, one of the best in the league. He deserves all the attention, but you know, if I was Toronto, I think I'd maybe back off just a little bit, give him some space to think, and hopefully he makes the right decision.
Nas, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you doing this. I know you're up against a tough schedule today. Thanks, man, and all the best, really.
You got it. Best of luck, Nas. Thanks.
Take care. That's Nazem Kadri, the Colorado Avalanche.